The Catalina Chimes Tower sits on a hill overlooking the town of Avalon and its sparkling bay. At the base of the tower is a tiny mechanical room. Inside, Charlie Canby introduces me to a machine he has loved since he was a little boy.
This steel cabinet with the beveled glass door and the marble face, and there used to be a clock there, is what I would marvel at and look at. You know, I'd stand there for 15 minutes waiting for it to go through its sequence and strike again. It just fascinated me. And then this generator down here would turn on, and I'd watch the generator start, and then moments later the mechanism would start to go through its motions or routine.
Charlie and his wife Claudia moved to Catalina in 1981. But as a boy, he visited the island every summer. Back then, he had no idea he would become the keeper of these chimes. And the fixer, and builder, and designer for so many people and businesses here.
Let me turn the generator on.
Today, he's showing me all kinds of things he's worked on around Catalina. And he can't wait to play the chimes for me.
Play your tune here with the Westminster Melody.
Another stop on our tour is his shop, where there's a lot to look at.
Handy, handy tool for deburring things.
It's well organized, but crammed full of massive old machines.
Disc sander.
He clearly loves each one and has a story to go with all of them. After showing me around, we talk about how he learned his trade. When he was a kid, he spent hours in his father's shop. He fixed bikes. He built a go-kart. He made underwater camera cases. Later, he got an engineering degree, and he became a ship engineer. Then, he met someone who gave him a new idea about how to spend his life. It had a profound effect on him.
And I would go up and visit my friend Jim Higman in Santa Barbara, and next door to him was a guy that worked out of his shop, and he had an idyllic life, I thought. And I said, what's he doing? He said, oh, he just does odd jobs for people and makes things and does cabinet work and such. And I thought, what a life that is. And I always remember that. That's where we are right now, in the shop, just working out of my house, live upstairs, come downstairs and make things and fix things for people.
Catalina is filled with historic buildings and boats. When residents can't find the parts to repair an old ship whistle or a grandmother's clock or a spinning Art Deco chandelier, they call Charlie. If he can't fix it or find the right part, he can make something to do the job, like he did with the 26 flagpoles that surround the Avalon Casino. It's the town's most striking landmark and another stop on our tour. He unlocks the service elevator and slides the first heavy steel door. Then a gold-painted steel cage that looks like prison bars.
Well, the worst thing to do is have the elevator break with me in it, because I'm the guy that fixes it. That little motor up there is what gives me a lot of grief.
Charlie cracks jokes about his work, but he's serious about serving his customers and the machines.
As I work on him, I think about the design and, you know, I say design of machinery can be artistic. People think that art is just limited to painting and music, but a well-designed piece of machinery is really a piece of art.
If the casino building is the most visually iconic symbol of Catalina, the chimes are its most recognizable sound. Back at the chimes, Charlie and I climb up a ladder to a very rickety platform where the bells sit. I'm scared, but he's totally comfortable. And so what do the chimes mean to you, and what do the chimes mean to Avalon?
There's sounds that are distinct to places, and the chimes is really that thread. You know, going back to 1926, it's been continuous.
Charlie has also become a constant in this town. At 68, he's going strong, but he does think about the future.
As for me, I'll probably keep coming up here. My son Fletch will take over repairing them, but I can't see why I won't be coming up here for many more years.
We head back down to the mechanical room, and the keeper of the chimes locks up for the night.
We're all set. Chimes playable? Yes. So that's good news. Good. All secure.
For KISL, I'm Danielle Thompson on Catalina Island.